You're playing Sunday?
That'll be a pre-game decision, so we'll just wait until that time comes.
Do you feel like you're ready at this point to go?
I feel good. I've been working hard, you know, since the injury to get back to this moment, you know. So me and the coaching staff, we're on the same page, you know. So when I come out, you know, hopefully I get the nod to go.
Have there been any moments since you came back and being in pads and practicing that you've started, had any sorts of doubts in your mind about whether or not you could be ready for this game?
I haven't had any doubts, you know. That's not the way I'm programmed, you know, and that's not the way you accomplish things, to have doubts, you know. So, you know, that comes from people around you, and, you know, that is what it is. It comes with it. So, you know, I've been all positive and you know, keep my eye focused in on what I said I want to accomplish.
When you're in close quarters, when you're running between the tackles, how have you felt about just your ability to adjust quickly when you see things happen?
I felt pretty good, you know. But, you know, it's different, you know, when you got guys coming in that's going to be tackling you and, you know, shooting at your legs, you know, so that's a different element. But I've been handling it pretty well so far, what I've been able to be a part of.
Are you kind of getting to the point where you just want to get that first hit out of the way, just get into a game and see what happens on it, kind of get over that hurdle?
Yeah, a little bit.
How tough has it been having the medical staff and the coaching staff kind of muzzle you and hold you back?
It's been tough, you know, but ultimately I look at it and I know, you know, these guys are doing what's best for me, you know, because I know how I am. I can kind of get ahead of myself at times, you know. So they've did a good job of, you know, just being patient with me and working with me.
Because now the September 9th is the date you've been talking about since basically New Year's Day. And now that it's coming, will it be tough if they tell you that you're not going to play? Would that be a hard pill to swallow?
Yes, it will be a hard pill to swallow. And so hopefully that's not the case.
What is this? You said you're on the same page with the coaching staff. What is that page? What is the big picture perspective as this decision comes?
As this decision comes?
Yeah.
Just continue to do what I can do as far as preparation, you know, get myself ready for the game. And, you know, when I come out, you know, they're going to see how I look and then, you know, make the decision, you know, based off that. So it's pretty simple.
At this point, do you trust that whatever decision they make will be the right decision?
I do. You know, I trust them enough. I got enough trust in Coach Frazier that, you know, I can feel comfortable with saying that.
Doesn't mean you're going to like it, though, necessarily.
Say again?
Depending on how it goes, it doesn't mean you're going to like the decision, right?
Not necessarily, you know. It's not, you know, sometimes you might not, you know, agree. But ultimately, when you know someone and you know their attention, you know their heart, then you know that they're doing what's best for them.
How tough has it been on you?
It's been a long journey for me, you know. It's been tough, but I've fought through, you know, tougher situations than this in my life, you know. So this is just another test that I've been working and studying hard to ace.
Has the knee been an issue the next morning after any of these practices? Have you had any abnormal soreness or anything like that?
None at all. You know, the only thing I can say I've experienced maybe some tightness in the patella tendon, but you know, stretch, you know, just stretch that and it's back, you know, feeling good and loose, but no type of pain or discomfort in any way.
Have you had at any point in a drill or in a practice a move that you've had to make or a cut that you've had to make that maybe you instinctively did and after the fact you go, I wonder how this is going to hold up? Have you had any moments like that?
I haven't, to be honest with you. You know, since I've been back in action and practicing with the guys, I haven't had that moment at all. So,
is that something that you think will, at least it's when you finally get back to play, there's probably going to be a moment like that? Is that something that you think about at all?
As far as
knowing that when you're playing in a game and you're playing full speed, there's going to be a moment when you're going to have to make a cut and you're going to have to react to something, and there might be. How's he going to react?
Not really, you know, because like I say, this offseason, man, I've been doing so much, and it's nothing like being out there actually being in the game. But I've been doing it to the fullest as far as different cuts and things like that, you know, cutting all my power, all my force, and really, you know, putting wear and tear, you know, on this leg to get it back right, you know. So I don't think that, you know, I would be caught off by surprise with anything.
Do you have a gut feeling what the game time decision is going to be?
Do I got a gut feeling? Somewhat, but you know, I'm just, you know, I'm below. You know, I got guy, I got Coach Frazier, then I got the owner. You know, it's a lot of people that, you know, that's really calling the shots. You know, so the only thing I can do is control, you know, my part. And I've been doing that this week, continue to do that today. And, you know, before the game, I'm going to go out there and see what I can do. And, you know, hopefully I get the nod. I want to play, obviously.
What's the schedule? Is there some kind of exam or stress test? Or is it just sort of, are they going to go on gut feeling? Or is there some schedule for this week on when they want to do something or talk to you about something to figure out when it's, whether you're good to go or not?
Not really. It's, you know, Sunday when I come out, you know, those guys will make their decision. But, you know, just like today, you just came to walk through and Coach Frazier can't walk through to him and it was like, you know, how you feeling? You know, how did it feel? You know, after yesterday's practice and things like that, you know, to get insight, you know. I'm sure the base, you know, off his decision, you know. So, you know, little things like that, it's not like we're having a meeting every day about it,
right.
You know. But it's a little thing that he's asking to get insight. I'm sure that's going to help him make his decision.
Jones Drew said yesterday that you guys are friends. How strange is it, Vikings, Jaguars, and both you guys might be limited?
You know, it is what it is. It's totally different situations, you know, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I hope to see him out there, man. He's a good friend of mine. You know, I love his game. I love watching him play. You know, he's one of the better backs in the league. You know, so, you know, hopefully we both get some time.
All the talk is about passing offenses these days, though. Is it kind of a missed chance, you know, to feature two running backs like you and him?
A missed chance? Not at all. You know, when you got – look at Jones Drew. He was that whole offense last year, you know. So, without him, it's – Jaguars would have been terrible, just to be honest, you know. So, I feel like he's going to get, you know, once he get back into the rhythm of things, you know, he's going to get his load and, you know, guys will not get behind as well.
You've always been a 20-25 carry a game guy. Would it be as frustrating to play on a limited basis and it would be not to play at all?
Not really. You know, I'm ready to play. You know, so that's 10 snaps, you know, 5, 25, 30. I'm ready to roll. You know, that's my mindset, you know, how I'm feeling about it. So, you know, I'm just going to keep my mind pointed, and my mindset pointed in that direction.
There's a couple more.
Which part scares you the most, Adrian? Is it a sharp cut or is it taking a hit to the knee?
Neither. Nothing.
So if nothing scares you, what's the holdup?
What's the holdup? you know, the guys that know me knows that, you know, I don't, nothing really scares me. You know, that's why during the process they had to, you know, hold me back and, you know, just explain to me just being patient and let it come with time, you know. So it's just my mindset, you know. A lot of people don't agree with it, you know, but it's just the way I am.
Isn't some of this setting an example, too, for the whole team that, you know, it's all about hard work and getting back and it doesn't matter what your contract says, you're going to do everything you can to play?
Yeah, you know, I guess you could say that, but more so it's about faith, you know, and just believing and knowing that, you know, there's nothing that you can't accomplish. You know, you have faith, but then you work at it to accomplish what you know, you speak out your mouth that you want to, you know, accomplish, you know, and that's putting God first and just having faith that, you know, he'll come through for you.
Has this process tested your faith?
Say again?
Has this process tested your faith?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You know, it was tested early. It was tested, but you know, once I locked in on what I wanted to accomplish, you know, hey, it was a roller coaster. You know, I had not perfect, so I had my days when, you know, I sit there and I was like, man, you know, it was tough. But you know, during that process, I was able to sit back and look back, you know, at the previous, you know, months and days where, you know, I was sore or, you know, just didn't feel like I wanted it to. And, you know, I was able to see the progress that I made, you know. So, you know, that was testing my faith, you know. And I just continued to just lean on God, not my own understanding. And, you know, it has worked out for me so far.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Cool.